here in Dodge City for Valley Heights as they take on Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan, and this is a massive one. And the reason why I say that is because this could determine whether or not Valley Heights makes it to the semifinals. There are a lot of different scenarios that could happen, but kind of taking a look at the most likely. So in the matchup before ours that finalized, it was Inman taking care of business against St. Mary's Colgan. And that would put, if we take a look at the standings for this pool, Inman is 2-0, Hoxie and Valley Heights are 1-1, and St. Mary's Colgan is 0-2. So what that means is St. Mary's, if Valley Heights win this, there is a decent chance that they do end up making it to the next round. Now, I talked with one of the higher-ups from Keisha about how the tiebreaker breaks down, and here is how it goes. So hypothetically, let's say Valley Heights win this match against St. Mary's, and then Hoxie upsets Inman, and then we have a three-way tie at the top of the standings. All three of those teams would be 2-1, with St. Mary's Colgan being 0-3. So how it works is, the first is winning percentage, and how that works is with the amount of sets that they played. So it'll be important for Valley Heights to win in two sets. But have that being said, all of these matches have gone two sets, and then it would go head-to-head. And if it's head-to-head, then again, it gets a little hairy with all of these teams beating each other. So after that, I don't really know how that would all work out. I guess I didn't really think about that, because they have all gone two sets. Hoxie defeated St. Mary's Colgan in two sets. Inman defeated Valley Heights in two sets. Valley Heights defeated Hoxie in two sets. And Inman defeated Colgan in two sets. So it'll be very crucial, if Valley Heights were to try to advance, that they take care of Colgan in two sets. We'll keep an eye out on that. That is going to be a major storyline for the Mustangs in this match. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll get you ready for this one with Colgan, a little bit of a preview for the team from Southeast Kansas in just a bit. You are listening to Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
FM KMZA.
Back here in Dodge City, Valley Heights getting ready to take on Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan, the Panthers from southeastern Kansas. And just behind us, Smith Center is finalizing their match against Maranatha Christian. They won that in two sets, 25-22, and a fun finish in the second set, 27-25. So Smith Center is now 2-0. Maranatha is 0-2. Hillsboro is also 2-0, and Sedan is 0-2. Kind of figured that Smith Center and Hillsborough would be the two teams coming out of pool number one. As for pool two, we got a mess on our hands, folks. But I will say that we talked before the break about some of the scenarios. That was assuming if Hoxie beat Inman. That is going to be very tough because Inman has been playing some great volleyball here this afternoon and this evening. Hard to see that happening, but if that's the case, if Inman does beat Hoxie, then that puts Valley Heights right in if Valley Heights take care of business against St. Mary's Colgan. But even then, even so, even if Inman wins and Valley Heights loses this one, there would be a three-way tie then at 1-2. So that would kind of also muddy some things. And again, the first tiebreaker is win percentage, and that also factors in the sets. So it's very important that Valley Heights were to take care of business in two sets here in this one to give them an advantage, possibly if there was an upset with Inman losing to Hoxie, and that would just really muddy things up. But I mean, I think the most likely scenario here is if Valley Heights were to win, Hoxie were to lose to Inman, and Valley Heights were to get in that way, that would be the best path. But of course, Valley Heights has to take care of business against St. Mary's Colgan, and they are no slouch. Historically, they have been a very consistent team that gets back to state almost every year. 18 all-time state appearances compared to Valley Heights 19. They may have made it every single year for the past 7 consecutive seasons, and they have won 10 of their last 11 sub-states from 2013 to 2023. The lone year they missed was in 2016 when Oswego ended up making it. However, St. Mary's Colgan is not ranked according to KVA's latest rankings. They enter this one with a, well, they entered the tournament with a 13-game winning streak. They struggled out of the gate. They were just 13-9 entering the month of October. They had played just one team in the field of competition prior to the tournament. They lost to Maranatha Academy. That was back on September 28th. So, a little bit of the scouting report, and we are underway. Valley Heights is working left to right here in this one. Big swipe for Merck, and Panthers ready for this one. Good dig for Valley Heights. That was Maggie Turber to the far side, diving for it is Tessa Miller, trying to tip it over is Brooke Porter, and she can't get it down. And it is going to be the first point going to the Panthers. So again, this one likely to determine whether or not Valley Heights ends up going to the semifinal round tomorrow. Semifinals will start in the afternoon. Pops up in the air, set over, but they're going to say a lift, we called. We'll go against the Panthers to give Valley Heights their first point of the match. Service coming from Miller. Again, working from left to right in their black unis. St. Mary's Colgan in their blues. They've been wearing all those all day. Their final match of the day as well. Just set up and a throw down by Josie Parker. And a big time kill makes it 2-1. St. Mary's Colgan won the central, beg your pardon, they won their home sub-states. Defeated Erie in the finals. Another really solid season for the Panthers. Sipped over, nice dig. Miller set to the far side for Merck, and that one popped up in the air, kept alive for Colgan. And from beyond the attack line, a free ball sent over to the back line. Nice be done by Maggie Turber. Tip over and into the net for Josie Parker. We are tied 2-2. Coming up on the serve for Colgan will be Ava Wilson, their 5'5 senior libero in the white jersey. Everyone for Colgan with black shorts. Here's the set. Far side by Seinfurt. Blasted by Merck. Colgan ready for it, though. It's hit over. Popped up in the air by Seinfurt. Far side. Merck. And that went into the net. Few mistakes here early on for Valley Heights. And it's 3-2 Colgan. Their serve coming up for Wilson. Excuse me. The serve goes back middle. Maggie Turber with the return. Steinfurt goes far side. Merck gets it over. Almost sat down, but a nice dive to keep it alive for Colgan. This one's hit over by Piper Overman and down for the kill for the 5-6 senior. And that was Piper Overman. It is now 4-2 Colgan. Service back middle. Return good from Maggie Turber. Sing this one up for Merck once again. It's blocked out of bounds and a big time kill for Maggie Turber. That makes it 4-3. Valley Heights within one. They have the service. And this is Ann Turber, the 5'9 junior setter. Far side, and big time blow from, that's Addison Dewey, the 5'9 sophomore. She's off to a fantastic day. Been watching her this afternoon. She's done fantastic things. Same with Bella Asano, comes off the bench, the 5'9 freshman. Keep an eye out on her. The dig for Valley Heights on the serve. Hit over by Merck to the back line. Returned by Lauren Flood. Hit up in the air by Caroline Imhoff. Returned by Tessa Miller. Big play at the net. Hit over. Partially blocked on an attempt by Parker. And they get it right back. Here's a set far side. Tipped over once again by Parker. Colgan ready for it. Right back to Overman. And that one is down for the kill. Back near side. Here went two back, four up for Valley Heights, and that one in the coverage. Ann Turber was the nearest Mustang to that one. It's 6-3, St. Mary's Colgan. Turber goes back middle, up in the air to the far side. And this one pops up in the air by the libero, Ava Wilson. And a free ball will be sent over. This is Maggie Turber. That one blasted long. And not a very good start here for Valley Heights. They trail 7-3. Nice dig on the return by Maggie Turber. They've been putting him in good spots and forcing Valley Heights to move quite a bit on those returns. Now a lift is called, and Valley Heights will get their fourth points of the match. Valley Heights definitely has the crowd advantage in terms of the size. Teams having to travel quite a ways out here in southwestern Kansas. Set far side. And wind up is blocked on the attempt from Dewey. But he goes over to the Valley Heights side. And that one is blocked from attempt from Maggie Turber. And a violation is called regardless. It's 8-4 Colgan. Turned by Dewey. Turned by Miller. That far side, and Maggie Turber is blocked, but it lands out. It was tipped, and it lands out on the St. Mary's side, so Valley Heights is awarded with the points. Much needed one there, makes it 8-5. Opening set, Valley Heights really hoping for a win to give themselves a really good chance to get in the semifinals. Now we have a violation on the serve. Stepped on the line is the call. 9-5 now our score. Lauren Flood of the server, the 5'8 senior. One of just two seniors on this Colgan roster. He'll be slapped over by Olivia Scala, but puts it into the top of the net. It's 10-5, St. Mary's Colgan. Return far side, Valley Heights, set to the far side. Maggie Turber puts a charge into one, was deflected, and out of play. Valley Heights bounced back with the points. Valley Heights had a bit of a tough time generating runs in their first match and a loss to Inman. They were able to get some against Hoxie. Not too many that were too crazy. They off to a 7-2 lead in the second set. Not able to break off any significant runs here today. Tip over. Elena Merck. Over to Colgan's side. Here's the set by Dewey, and she just sets it over and down, catching the Mustangs off guard. And that'll make it 11-6. Colgan has had a 4-5-point lead for quite a while here in the early portion of this first set. Big wind-up and an explosion down for the kill for Ann Turber. And the 5'9 junior makes it 11-7. Can they break through and make it a 3 or even 2 point set here? This will be Maggie Turber with the serve. And errant volleyball, you're going to be using the spare one now. And we're back underway. Return goes right up next to the net. Looks up by Dewey, and that one blocked, but through to the Valley Heights side. And it hit a free ball over to Colgan's way. That's straight up in the air, blasted the back line, a tough rally, and they can't get to it. On the back line, Maggie Turber hit one close to their own bench. couldn't keep that one in play. It's 12-7. Service from Caroline Imhoff. Popped up in the air by Seinfertz. And a kill far side. Well done. Once again, Delana Merck. She's off to a solid start for Valley Heights. 12-8 now our score. Still opening set, obviously. Didn't fast forward a set. Tessa Miller with the service. Turn back far side. Set by Imhoff. And that one hit over by Asano. And a whistle and a violation against the Mustangs. And that makes it 13-8. So once again, Colgan back to a 5-point lead. Ava Wilson, the libero, with yet another serving attempt here. Now in return, not very good. It's down. It'll be an ace. Maggie Turber couldn't put that one high enough in the air or get it to a teammate, and a timeout is called by Coach Seinfert. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Great start for St. Mary's Colgan. They're up 14-8 on Valley Heights here in this first set. Ava Wilson once again serving. Here's a set to the far side. They'd wind up, and Merck partially blocked, but through to the Panthers' side. This one for Overman goes back far side. Return Miller. Backwards set. Big wind up, and that one was a touch. No, it was not on an attempt from Interber that goes long. It's 15-8. Their largest lead of the match continues to grow. And again, Valley Heights, a win would give them a very good chance to make the semifinals. Here's a set to the far side, and Merck blocked, and it is down and out of bounds on the Valley Heights side. So Valley Heights now cuts their deficit to 6. If they lose this one, it kind of muddies things up because Hoxie plays Inman. That'll be the final match of the pool play. And if Hoxie does lose that one, three teams will be 1-2. Here's a set in the middle. That's deflected. Valley Heights pops it in the air and hit over by Josie Parker. Backward set now for Imhoff and hit over and down for the kill. Madison Dewey has had her way. The 5'9 sophomore is 16-9. Less than ideal start for Coach Seinfert's crew. Return by Maggie Turber, hit up in the air, and hit over by Parker. And a return goes right up next to the net. It's going to be tipped over. Valley Heights is ready for it. And now Merck will just set this one over. Overman with the return. She'll go ahead and get it right back. And that's blocked, but down on the Valley Heights side for yet another kill for Piper Overman. Been the sophomores for St. Mary's Colgan so far. Overman and Addison Dewey that have really been two stars so far for the Panthers. It's 17-9. Set far side. Big wind up. That's blocked. Back to the Valley Heights side after attempt from Merck. And Parky, beg your pardon, Parker, sends that one long. Going to the near side. And it is now 18-9. Timeout called once again by Valley Heights. Trailing by 9. Have been doubled up here in this opening set. Step aside for 30 more seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
18-9, St. Mary's Colgan leads Valley Heights. Here's a big attempt from Merck, but she followed through and hit the net, so a point out of the break for the Panthers. And the lead continues to grow. It's now 19-9, and this set's starting to get away from Valley Heights. return by Maggie Turber on the back line in the middle. Merck just tips it over the blockers. Here's a set by Imhoff, and that one is blocked out of bounds on an attack from the far side up near the net, and it's 20-9. All SMC here in set numero uno. Backward set. Turber from beyond the attack line puts a charge into one. Miscommunication from Hogan as Imhoff and Wilson collide, trying to get that one up in the air, and Valley Heights will get the point. It's now 20-10. I feel like Valley Heights hasn't really been able to get much momentum or any sort of attacking presence up against the net. As that one goes to Valley Heights, that'll be an ace for Merck. We gotta be able to have more opportunities up against the net. I mean, but when they have had the opportunities, Colgan's been blocking them. As that one goes through blockers and down for the kill for Piper Overman to make it 21-11. Not too many mistakes from Valley Heights. St. Mary's Colgan has just been outplaying Valley Heights. And I think to an extent that's honestly even a bigger problem. That one squeaks over and that's down for a kill for Maggie Turber. Also, Maggie Turber hasn't really been on the front lines very much this set and also going to have to deal with it. She is a major presence for this Valley Heights team. She's been on the back for most of the set so far. But it's 21-12, not quite over just yet. The back line return from Valley Heights. Here's a set from Annie Turber. And that's down for the kill on the set over from Maggie Turber from Ann Turber. 21-13. So Valley Heights has now scored four of the last five. Trying to hang around a little bit. Nice dive to the left side by Merck to keep it alive. They'll get it over to Colgan's side. Here's a set to the middle. And that one through blockers and immediately poked back over to Colgan. Set by Dewey near side, and that one blocked and down for the kill for Caroline Imhoff. 22-13 SMC. Valley Heights in their 19th state appearance. Colgan with their 18th all-time state appearance. Big windup. Turn to the back line for Piper Overman, and sent down. Thought that they had a kill with Asano, but instead, well, still get the point, but it's off the net and down on Valley Heights' side. Makes it 23-13. Service from Overman. Barely over the net and gets over to Valley Heights' side. Back to Colgan. Asano sends it over, and they're going to call a double hit on Asano. She hasn't played very much. She's been a big helper this afternoon and evening. Here today she's been fairly quiet, but they haven't really needed her. 23-14, Colgan with the lead. Service from Steinfurt. There's going to be a free ball sent over after the serve. Returned by Wilson, sent to the far side. Big windup and into the net. Too far out in front for Maggie Turber. And the 5A senior didn't have a good beat on it. And set point number one, 24-14 our score. Substitutions for Colgan. Thornton Flood, the 5'8 senior, checks back in. Turn good. Set up middle. Tipped over by Ann Turber. That's going to be a lift, and that will do it. 25-14, the final score in this first set. We'll go to set number two, but first we have a 2-minute break coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
KMZA.
Service error for Valley Heights, and the first point belongs to St. Mary's Colgan here at set number two, and then another one, this time from Ava Wilson of Colgan. So we are tied 1-1 after Valley Heights falls in set number one, 25-14, and it was all Colgan the entire way. Valley Heights tried to make a late rally, but they were too far in a hole. It was a nice blast by Colgan, but a good dig back side by Maggie Turber to keep it alive. They get it over to the Colgan side to keep it alive. And Dewey gets through a couple blockers and down for the kill. And Addison Dewey, the 5'9 sophomore, picking up where she left off. It's 2-1 Colgan. Here's the serve, barely gets over the net. Here's a set to the far side, big wind up, and now one blocks back down to the Valley Heights side after Merck got a piece of it. And now through to the Panthers. They'll set it over with Dewey, deflected. But Valley Heights with a chance here with Merck, and they'll send it over. And now the whistle is the other court, my mistake. Tip over to Valley Heights way, Miller with the return. Set far side, and that's going to be a double hit. And some miscommunication for Valley Heights, a couple of Mustangs colliding and touching it. And that will make it 3-1. Colgan. And that went into the net. The second service error of the set. And that's the only points that Valley Heights has so far. Would love to generate some offense right here. Possibly tie it up. You get this crowd going. Turber with the serve. Set near side. And partially deflected on the try from Delaney Meek. This one from Mert to the back line, and that one is long. No, they're going to change the call. They're going to say it was deflected. And Valley Heights gets their first point via some offense. The other two, of course, mentioned coming from service errors from the Panthers. So it's 3-3. And Turber, another serve returned by Dewey. And this one straight up, and a big-time blast down for the kill for Piper Overman. Mentioned how good she was in that opening set. Her and Dewey, the two sophomores. They'll continue to wreak havoc in Class 2A in southeastern Kansas for the next 2 years. And that's an ace in front of Tessa Miller. Didn't have a good spot for that one. It's also beautifully placed by Dewey with that serve. Now on middle, return by Miller, set straight up, and now on blasted, but blocked on attempt from Josie Parker. Then some miscommunication as they came back down to the Valley Heights side. He was going to get it, and Parker didn't put it in a good spot. Talking about Dewey, I was going to make a DuckTales joke, but I don't know how many people out there even know what DuckTales is nowadays. So I'm just going to hold that in. Up in the air, here's a set over on a free ball now for Colgan. Backward set, big windup, and that one sent too long on an attempt for Piper Overman. 6-3, Colgan. Actually, beg your pardon, 6-4 after that point. Merck with the serve. Turn from Imhoff, set up by Dewey. Back to Imhoff, she sets it over. Return by Tessa Miller, the Valley Heights libero. Set far side, big swipe at it for Maggie Turber, and it's down for the kill. Back line, the Valley Heights back within one. Back and forth we go. It's been tight all the way so far. Turn good from Ava Wilson. Here's the setup. And nice tight on the block. It gets through to Valley Heights side, though, on a second try from Hogan. And now a violation against the Mustangs. I mentioned that the Mustangs were, even though they lost that set handily, they didn't make a ton of mistakes. They were kind of just being outplayed. This set, they're committing a lot of mistakes. And now they trail 7-5 because of those mistakes. Here's a set far side, big windup, and Maggie Turber gets another kill. From the far side near the net to the middle. Makes it 7-6, so Mustang still hanging around. Here's the serve for Parker. Return is going to be up against the net. It's blocked right down. Fantastic block by Olivia Scala. First time calling her name this set. The 5-7 senior gets in on the fun, and we are tied 7-7. Bella Asano telling the team calm down and say that we're fine. There's some blasted at the net. They're going to say that's a double hit. It was another opportunity for Scala to get one that was teed up right to her, right on the net, but she just missed it. Another missed opportunity for the Mustangs. Colgan back up by one. Turn back line by Miller. Here's the set to the far side. Stepping into it is Maggie Turber, and that is another kill for the 5-8 senior for Valley Heights. We are tied once again, 8-8. Love to force this into a third set, come back and win this match and give themselves a very good chance to get to the semifinals. A loss would still give them a chance to get in, but it makes things a little bit complicated. Here's the serve. A set by Dewey near side, and that one is down for the kill. Back near side from Lauren Flood, the 5-8 senior. Panthers have let Valley Heights hang around, but they haven't given up the lead. They've had the lead the entire way so far. Here's the backwards set for Turber. That one blocked by Flood back to Valley Heights' side. Another try, and this one squeaks through and down for the kill for Ann Turber. Partially deflected at the net, but it goes out of bounds on the Colgan side. We are tied once again, 9-9. So we continue to go back and forth. Not many runs, not many significant leads for either team. Turn back near side by Isabel Tierney, first time calling her name tonight for Colgan. Here is the set from the setter, Steinfort. Gets over to the Colgan side. This is tipped over by Dewey. Turned by Maggie Turber, Steinfort. Backwards tip and batted all over the place and down on the St. Mary's Colgan side. That was Ann Turber who tipped it over. And four hits from Colgan, and Valley Heights has their first lead at 10-9. Here comes the serve now from Maggie Turber, the back middle. And closer to the far side, set up from Imhoff, and that one is down for the kill, far side. Up against the net for St. Mary's Colgan, and we are deadlocked 10-10 once again. Other courts, Sedan leads Maranatha 19-18 in the first set. Put those teams 0-2 in their respective pools. So we go back in this one. Here's a set far side. Steinfort sitting up for Merck, and that's down for the kill. Past the blockers. And on to the Colgan side. Valley Heights back up by one. Then a fun second set so far after a not-so-fun first set. It resulted in a 25-14 loss for Valley Heights. Return not great, but it gives them an opportunity, though, regardless. Nice dig back line. Valley Heights set over by Parker. Here's a set from Imhoff near side. Now blast by Overman is down for the kill off a couple of Valley Heights blockers and out of bounds on the Mustang side. We are tied once again. 11-11. Service coming from Lauren Flood. Return back middle. Mackey Turber sets this one up, and Parker puts one into the net. That's four hits. And St. Mary's Colgan, back-to-back points to go up by one, 12-11. That serve, back middle, return good. Up in the air to the near side and set over, and that was looking like a double hit, so they're going to say play on for Colgan. They set it over to the back line. They'll keep it alive, Maggie Turber on the back line. On the defense, they're going to for Merck, and that's down for the kill. They get that one past Lauren Flood. And Delana Merck continues to wreak havoc here in the second set. We are tied 12-12. And Turber once again serving now for Valley Heights, the 5'9 junior. Three up, three back for Colgan to return. Here's the backwards set. This one hit over, deflected to Valley Heights side. Here's a backwards set. This is Scala hitting it over to the Panthers' way. Big time blast deflected on a try from Meek. They'll send it to the far side. And Merck squeezes that one through the Panthers' side off a couple blockers. Three ball sent over, but scrambling is Valley Heights. It goes over this tip down Valley Heights side, but they're ready for it. Good rally both sides. Merck hits over a couple blockers, but returned by Imhoff. Back over to Valley Heights. Backwards set beyond the attack line. This one, not even close for Maggie Turber. She put that one up against the wall on the flight. And it's 12-12. Trying to do too much with too little. And actually, after that point, it's now 13-12. Colgan. Turned by Wilson. Set far side. Merck deflected, but through to Wilson. Set over to the Mustangs. Here's a set. Far side. Merck tries to get another one. Over the blockers and down for the kill. Nobody behind the blockers this time. Colgan goes two blockers every time, and occasionally they'll get someone behind there, but nobody there this time. Back deadlock, 13 apiece. Merck with the service this time. Return by Imhoff. Backward set by Dewey. A big time blast was blocked back down on a try from Meek, because they do get it over Valley Heights way. Nice dig. Tessa Wilson, the libero for Valley Heights. They set it over, and they're going to say that Colgan touched the net, and Valley Heights gets a point. 14-13, they're back up by one. Colgan had that one-point lead as they exchanged points, but now Mustangs, back-to-back points, up by one. There's a set by Dewey, middle, Meek. That one is too strong, and three straight points, wanting a tip, not going to get it. Panthers are not going to get that tipping call that they want desperately. And three straight points. Valley Heights now up by a pair. And that one is too long as well on the return. And it's 16-13. It's four in a row for Valley Heights. And a timeout is called. Largest lead of the set. And Kathy Oplotnick wanting to talk things over with her squad. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
J.M.
Mid rally, Valley Heights blocked to the net, sent down on the Valley Heights side. Colgan with the point out of the break. A major point for the Panthers, and that brings it back within two. It's 16-14. Second set. SMC winning the first set, 25-14, trying to finish off Valley Heights in two sets. But, again, the Stangs with a two-point lead. Gets over the net on the serve, barely, to Valley Heights' side. Took over by Maggie Turber, and that's down for the kill. Nice response. Back up by three is Valley Heights, 17-14, their largest lead of the set. It's been back and forth this entire set. And now a service for Josie Parker. Return clean by Colgan. Set near side to Asano. That one returned by Valley Heights. Set far side. Maggie Turber gets to the back line. Return good from Tierney. It's set over to Valley Heights on the far side. Back line. Maggie Turber tried again. She just punches it over. Dewey sets it up in the air once again for Asano. Sets it back near side. And a violation called against Brogan. It's a 18-14 lead, Valley Heights. They have scored 6 of the last 8. Set by Dewey. Middle. Meek blocked at the net. Back to the Colgan side. Another chance for the Panthers. They'll just set it over. Set to the far side. Maggie Turber tips it over the defenders. Pops up in the air. It's still live. And they will get it over with Tierney getting over the 5'6 sophomore. Turber again. They are continuously feeding her throughout this set. Asano near side. That one hits the back line. Nice job on the dig by Delana Merck. And once again, Maggie Turber, far side, back line, keeping it alive. And up against the net, now getting it over. Is that wide? No, they're going to play it to Valley Heights' side. Turber, that one, nice dig by Asano. But it is down on the Colgan side, and is now 19-14. 7 of the last 8 in favor of Valley Heights. This one hit over by Asano, deflected through to Turber, and hit over the back line of Colgan. Dewey, middle, Meek, deflected, nice dig, back near side by Ann Turber, hit over to Colgan. And Valley Heights fights to live for another point. Here's a set to the far side, and that one is kept alive after an attempt by Maggie Turber. It was going to go down, and they are able to tip it over at the net with Asano, and she wins the battle at the net. And Colgan trying to snap that streak. It wasn't really a streak, but they had given up 7 of 8. They get a point here. It's now 19-15. Valley Heights still out in front here in set number 2. Backwards set. This one blasted over and down for the kill by Olivia Scollop. That is her second kill of the set. And Audra Steinfurt will check in for her. And the setter will go ahead and serve this one. Also in the game for Valley Heights is Brooke Porter. The return goes immediately over to Valley Heights' side, and Valley Heights with a lift. Oh, a missed opportunity for the Mustangs. They weren't ready for it. Right at the net. So a break for Colgan is 20-16. Another battle, the net on a bad return. This time Colgan wins it. So a couple bad returns, and Colgan comes out with a couple points on both sides of them. And the lead cut down to 3, 20-17. Turned by Miller, set by Steinfurt, far side. Big blast by Anna Turber, and that is long. It's now 20-18. They have now scored 4 of the last 5. Pointing to 18, set over to Colgan's side. Set middle, and that one from Flood gets through and down for another kill, and it is 20-19. It scored 5 of 6 now, and a timeout is called by Coach Steinfurt. 1 point, second set. Valley Heights trying to force a third set. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And once again, remind you of the stakes of this match. The winner of this one, well, I guess, so, okay, let's try this again. I'm trying to think my way through this. Valley Heights, if they win it, they have a really good chance of getting into semifinals. If they lose, they still have a chance to get in, but it'll be most likely a 3-way tie between Valley Heights, St. Mary's Colgan, and Hoxie all at 1-2. So for Valley Heights, they would rather just get the win and have a much better chance of advancing. Return back middle, good for Miller. Backwards set, big wind-up, and that is deflected, but through to the Colgan side. And Dewey, deflected, far side, nice dig. Going to her right is Turk, and, Merck, and she gets it over. Dewey tries to hit a free ball over, and that's into net, 4 hits. And a big-time point for Valley Heights out of the break. It's 21-19. Service coming from Maggie Turber. That one is down for an 8 in front of Isabel Tierney. The 5'6 sophomore had a bad beat on it. Tried to fall forward to get it. She cannot. It is now 22-19. Back-to-back huge points for the Mustangs. Another serve from Turber. Back far side. Here's a set from Emma. Far side deflected. but out of bounds on the block from Valley Heights. Then Colgan responds with a point of their own. It's now 22-20. Ava Wilson will now serve it. The 5'5 senior libero. Here it comes. Turn middle by Wilson. And hit over. Or sorry, beg your pardon, Tessa Miller. Now Wilson with it. And the libero hits it over to the Valley Heights side. Up in the air as we have free ball over. Some poor communication on that rally from Valley Heights. They'll fight to get the ball back, and they do get it back. Here's a chance for Merck, deflected, but through the Panthers' side. They'll keep it alive. Set up in the air and set over by Overman. Back line, returned by Maggie Turber. Set up for Merck, and that's deflected batter. Round and down for the kill. It is 23-20. Two more points for Valley Heights would extend this match to a third set. Tessa Miller, 5'3 junior libero for Valley Heights with the serve. Back line return. Here's a set. Near side, big one. A big swing by Overman. It's down for the kill for the Panther sophomore. And it's 23-21. Panthers staying alive. Served now by Lauren Flood. And that one return clean by Valley Heights. Setting this one up for a big time kill by Josie Parker. The 6-foot sophomore with an ultimate blast. And that gives them set point number one. Easily the most MPHs on a kill so far in the match for Valley Heights. And a timeout is called. 24-21 Valley Heights. Set point coming up. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
Set point, 24-21 for Valley Heights. Here we go. Service for the Mustangs, and not a great return. It's up against the net, and that is it. 25-21 is the final in set number two, and that will force a third set here in Dodge City. And the winner of this one staying alive in the semifinals. Hogan's certainly not out of it either. Let's go and step aside for 90 seconds, so only a minute and a half break here, in between sets here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school, and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
October is here, and it's time to celebrate National Co-op Month. Cooperatives are more than just a business. They're the heartbeat of our local community. From credit unions, farmer co-ops, electric co-ops, cooperatives are everywhere making a positive impact on our lives. Ag Partners is dedicated to giving back locally and donated over $140,000 this past year to local communities, schools, churches, and more. Join Ag Partners in celebrating the power of cooperatives all October long. Happy Co-op Month from Ag Partners Co-op, partnering for the future.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
We go to a third and final and penultimate set. That could determine the paths for each of these two team seasons. Valley Heights, if they win, they go 2-1 in pool play. St. Mary's Colgan, if they win, they go 1-2 and give themselves a chance to possibly sneak in to the semifinals with just a 1-2 record. It would be a whole tiebreaker thing that we have to do with that. And here we go with set number three. Colgan serves it, and we are underway. Returned by Tessa Miller of Valley Heights. Step to the far side, and Merck is blocked and down on the Valley Heights side. That was Bella Asano with that block, the 5'9 freshman. Talked about how good she has been here today for the Panthers. There's a set far side, Seinfurt for Merck. It's over the blockers, and that is going to be a lift. Colgan thought they might have gotten away with it, as they did get it over the net after three hits, but one of those was a lift, and we are tied 1-1. Mustangs with a serve. Clean hit over, deflected on a try from Flood of St. Mary's Colgan. It's over by Josie Parker of Valley Heights. The back far side, nice dig by Maggie Turber. And Merck hits it over a couple defenders. Dewey's return goes over the net and tipped back over to Colgan. Free ball sent over by Piper Overman. Return by Tessa Miller. Set by Seinfurt up for Josie Parker. And is that down? Yes, it is. Another big time blast for the sophomore. She has been fantastic here tonight. 2-1, Mustangs early lead. Miller to serve. Back far side, set near side. Dewey blocked, but it's down on the Valley Heights side. In front of, that was Josie Parker. We got the hand on that one for Valley Heights. We are tied 2-2. Ava Wilson, the server. That one, the turn clean. Set far side to Merck. Hits it over the blockers, the back line. St. Mary's Colgan there. Big time blast blocked to the net on a try from Overman. We'll get another opportunity with it. That one blocked once again. That's four hits. Couple big time blocks up front. Josie Parker and Delana Merck on that block on the last one to give them the points. 3-2 Valley Heights. Just like the second set, back and forth early. And Turber with the serve. Here's a set by Imhoff and a big time blast. Kept alive momentarily. Overman with the kill, though, as it lands on the Valley Heights side and respond. Make it 3-3. Other court, Maranatha of 15-9 in the second set after winning the first set. Again, battle of two winless teams in that pool. Back in this one, returned by Miller and set over on the second try. To the near side, and that one sucked into the net by Overman. She was about 4 feet away from the net. She tried to do too much with it. And it's back to a one-point lead. Both teams have exchanged points back and forth, back and forth. Merck at the serve. Return by Wilson. Set this one up and blocked to the net is Overman. And they'll just slap it over the back line and return by Miller. Set to the far side and just poked over by Maggie Turber. Didn't have a good beat on it. Dewey now puts a charge to one. Nice dig by Ann Turber. And from beyond the attack line, and that's a double hit. Charged against the Mustangs, so we are deadlocked 4-4. More of the same what we saw in that first set. Dewey to serve it. Now one just barely gets over the net. Return goes over to the same area holding side and lands out of bounds. That was a great serve. She has had some great serves, and she had an ace in the second set as well for Addison Dewey. She'll get this one here with Colgan now up 5-4. Back-to-back points for the Panthers. Hit over by Merck. Return by Dewey. Set over on the second try by Overman. Set to the far side. They go under for Maggie Turber. Blocked. And she just pokes it over. But they're going to say that that is a lift against Maggie. And that will make it 6-4. Three straight points now for Colgan. Bit of a run here. Can they keep it going? Here's Valley Heights. Get this thing back to where they want it to be, and then it's down for another ace. Four straight. Another ace for Dewey. Try to make it five. That one returned by Miller this time. Here's a set in the middle, and blocked is Parker, and then it's down. Five straight points. And Coach Seinfurt wants to call a timeout here. Talk this one over after dropping five straight. SMC leads in the final set 8-4 over Valley Heights. We'll set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
St. Mary's Colgan with 5 straight points after they trailed 4-3. They're now up 8-4 over Valley Heights in the third and final set. 25-14 was the final in the first set in favor of Colgan. And then it was a 25-21 second set victory for Valley Heights. Another serve coming up for Dewey after a couple of aces. Return good from Valley Heights this time. Set by Ann Herbert to her sister Maggie. She sets it over. Set to the near side. That one from Imhoff is down for a kill, and they continue the streak. It is now 6 in a row after it was back and forth for the first 9 points of the set. Turn by Merck, set in far side, and not a good set at all by Miller. Puts her close to the net, and Maggie Turber can't dig it out. And we continue that streak to 7. 10-4. Colgan leads it, third set. Turn good this time. Better set this time from Ann Turber, and that one blasted too long. And, man, this has just been a brutal stretch for Valley Heights as Maggie Turber sends that one long. It is now 8 points in a row. Dewey will once again serve it. Sophomore puts this one over the net. And kind of an awkward set, and it is a lift on the back line by Merck. It's now 12-4. Again, it was 4-3. Valley Heights had the lead. They now trail 12-4. Turn by Merck. The far side, the middle, it's over and down for the kill. A much, much, much needed point for Josie Parker and the Valley Heights Mustangs. And they will finally get to serve it. And Parker will do it herself after getting that kill. That one might have went long if it went untouched, but they do touch it up. And a free ball will be hit over by Wilson. Backwards set to the near side and hit over, and that is wide. Sent wide by Olivia Scala. Now 13-5. You could say that that run kind of continues, not consecutive points, but they have now scored 10 of the last 11. Set to the far side. Big time wind-up for Turber, and that's down for the kill. Maggie Turber gives Valley Heights another much-needed point, 13-6. Panthers still have the Mustangs doubled up, more than doubled up. With Audra Steinfurt, the 5'6 senior setter, checking back in for Valley Heights, and she will serve it. From the near side. Back middle return for Colgan. Set by Dewey, near side. Asano puts a charge into one. Pops up in the air and out of bounds territory. Still playable for Valley Heights. Three ball sent over by Steinberg. Could rally by the Stangs. Set by Dewey, middle, blast, Meek, and then is down for the kill. Delaney Meek. Have been a little bit quiet, but to get this point makes it 14-6. 11 of the last 13 points scored now for SMC. In the air, hit over by Ann Turber, grazing the nets, but through to the Panthers' side. And this one near the net, and Brooke Porter tried to tip that one over, but she puts it into the net. It was just kind of a bad set on the back line, and Porter was kind of the unfortunate last person to touch it, and it's now 15-6. Set to the far side, Ann Turber puts the last into one. That's down for the kill, 15-7. Now our score. Largest lead has been 15-6. Lead of 9, their largest so far. Tipped over by Dewey, it's down. Beautifully done, getting it over blockers. It was behind her head. She tipped it up and over, and down for the kill. And that makes it 15-8. Oh no, I guess they said it was out of bounds. So, my mistake on that. The Valley Heights gets the points. Dewey sets near side. They go in for Flood. Kept alive on the back line by Turber, Maggie Turber to be specific. And over to the Colgan side. They wind up Asano. That one back near side and down for the kill. Bella Asano, the 5'9 freshman, is the lone freshman on the squad. They believe in her a lot. She has contributed significantly throughout the day for Colgan. Reason why she is the lone freshman. Set far side, Merck over a couple defenders, kept alive by Meek. Popped up in the air by Tierney, and they go ahead and get it over to Valley Heights side. Good scramble for Colgan, and they award the point because it's into the net by Audra Steinfurt, and it's 17-8, tied for the largest lead of the set. Things starting to look pretty bleak here for Valley Heights. Set far side, wind up for Merck, and that's down for the kill. Makes it 17-9. They're going to need a massive run and fast, and that is something they have not been able to do all day long. Even though they're winning against Hoxie, they didn't go off for a long run. They had a few kind of smaller runs. Not really that large. As Asano puts a charge into one, that's down for a kill from the far side. She's been mainly working from the near side, and she's working for the far side, gets that kill. And freshman comes to the bench, so does Jimmy, and it's 18-9. Speaking of Tierney, is that one a service error by Colgan? Smith Center has just entered the building. They're back on the other court. Talking about the tyrannical rulers over Class 2A. And up in the air, set by M. Hoff. That blocked on attempt for Flood. It's down. Nice block from Merck and from Parker as well. Makes it 18-11, so back-to-back points now for Valley Heights. Needing to keep this going, and Turber the serve. Turn, popped up in the air now for Imhoff, and over by Dewey, deflected at the net, but through to Valley Heights' side, and after it was hit to the front line, nobody was there to cover it up. Miscommunication. And makes it 19-11. Service goes middle, return by Merck, set up far side, give it back to her, and that's down for the kill. The far side makes it 19-12. Like I've been saying, the Mustangs' inability to break off large runs. Coming back to bite them here this afternoon. Now it barely gets over. It's hit over on the return on the first try. Sends the far side for Maggie Turber, they're going to say that was not deflected, and that one is long for Turber, makes it 20-12. And timeout called by Valley Heights. As Colgan is just 5 points away from getting their first win in pool play and making Valley Heights 1-2. I'm going to keep it here. Reminder that we will have semifinal action for 1A D1. Centralia taking on Little River in the semifinals. And then should Valley Heights make it to the semifinals, those would start at 1 o'clock tomorrow, approximately, assuming that the 1A D1 matches don't run late, which they were very late today. Set us almost an hour back, as it's 9 o'clock, and we're still playing our 7:30 game. Is that one up against the net on the return? They get it over? No, they do not. Double hit against Valley Heights. It's 21-12. So now the Valley Heights Mustangs have put their fate into the hands of another. Now whistle. We got something on the court there near the St. Mary's Colgan side. And I say that because they're actually going to have to hope that Hoxie defeats Inman, and that would give them, they would have to hope that Inman beats Hoxie, which is likely, and that would give them a three-way tie between Valley Heights, Hoxie, and Colgan. And there would be a tiebreaker for that. Here's a set to the far side, big time, Glass cut into the arms of a couple of defenders. It's blocked back to the Valley Heights side and down for the block. It's 22-12. Everything going right for the Panthers, starting to pull away. Again, it was 4-3. And then St. Mary's Colgan was able to get a big 13-5, winning 9 of the next 11. And it's been all Panthers, looking a lot more like set number 1 than set number 2 here in this third and final set. Colgan with it. Free ball sent over by the libero. Returned by Valley Heights libero. Miller, hit over. Back line, and that is going to be down for the kill. Far side. Kind of just slapped that one. That was Olivia Scala. She had herself a nice second set. And this will be Josie Parker, the 6-foot sophomore, with the serve. Turn good. Here's a set middle. With the charge of that one, it's blocked, and that was close. It is out on the block from Valley Heights. So Colgan awarded the points. He's at 23-13. Like I said, everything going right for SMC. Service coming up for Piper Overman. What a match she's having for Colgan. Set over by Miller. Here's a set by Dewey for Colgan. Meek blocks, but through to the Valley Heights side. Get over by Maggie Turber. Pops up in the air, is deflected, and dunked back down. Maggie Turber with the kill after it was just barely over the net. Easy point for the Mustangs. It's 23-14. Be sure to stay tuned to our website, msdsports.net. We will update you with a follow-up, with our write-up of today's action for Valley Heights, and let you know what's going on with the Inman Hoxie situation, and give you an update on whether or not that Valley Heights will be playing tomorrow. Also, you can follow us with Kansaland Sports on Twitter as well. We will be tweeting out updates from this big match coming up between Inman and Hoxie, as there is a kill for Colgan. Watch out for the laptop that was sitting there. And it is match point, 24-14. A dominant final set for the Panthers. After a dominant first set as well, it's 25-14. Here's the set. Left side for Valley Heights. Deflected through to the Panthers side. And Flood dinks it over. And free ball will be sent over to the back line. Return good from Tierney. And hit over on a line. Valley Heights ready for it. Tipped over. Back near side. Tierney with the return. Asano sets this one up, deflected, and that is kept alive. Free ball sent over to the back line. Tierney again with the return. Backward set Dewey, set over by Imhoff. Good rally going here. Backward set Valley Heights, punched over, tried to punch it over, and they cannot, and that is it. So Valley Heights falls to 1-2 in pool play for the second consecutive year. Last year they were not fortunate, and they still do have a chance, as mentioned. But again, be sure to follow us at Kansaland Sports on Twitter, and also stay up to date on our website, msdsports.net. We'll do a write-up for Valley Heights matches, and at the very bottom, a blurb on what happened with the Inman-Hoxie match to determine whether or not Valley Heights will be able to extend their season and play tomorrow. A lot of tears on the Valley Heights side. They seem to feel like that it's over, but it is not over. Valley Heights still has a chance to play tomorrow, but this really is an unfortunate missed opportunity for Valley Heights. Couldn't get it done and give themselves a path themselves into the semifinals and get to 2-1. Instead, it is Colgan who gets their first win of the pool play, and they are both now 1-2. And Inman and Hoxie coming up next. And I think Hoxie just saw the final score. They're kind of shocked at the results. Looking at, yep, I think they just saw the results. They're really surprised by it. A couple of jaws dropped. But we'll go ahead and send it to a break, come back to recap this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network after a 2-minute break.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Metro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Ball is in their final match of the day. Final score was 25-14, 21-25, and 25-14. And now it will be the Valley Heights Mustangs. They will await to see their fate. It's in the hands of the Inman Teutons. As, like I said, Hoxie came out and they saw the score and their jaws were dropped. They could not believe that Colgan defeated Valley Heights and they have new life. They have an opportunity to win this match and get in to the semifinals. And if not, it will have it'll be a three-way tie. And like I said, be sure to stay tuned at Kansaland Sports on Twitter here as well for the high school, the Community National Bank School Board Show. I'll try to see if we could possibly get an update in by then. I don't think the match will be over by then by the time School Board Show airs, but we'll get an update about the situation with the tiebreaker throughout the rest of the evening. So again, at Kansaland Sports, and we'll have the write-up as well on our website, mscsports.net, to let you know Valley Heights' situation moving forward. But again, Valley Heights drops this one 25-14, 21-25, 25-14. That's going to do it here from Dodge City for day one. Again, we're back tomorrow with Centralia in the Centralia in the morning. I hit that right the first try with Little River at 9 a.m. in the semifinal match. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And until then, thank you so much for listening. Kurt Tillman back in the booth. Myself, Jared Sleppy, signing off. Here from Dodge City, this has been State Volleyball here from the MSC Sports Radio Network.